is going to bring us back. Welcome back, everybody, to what has been a hell of a day. Day 52 of D&D with INB Curse of Strahd, what we are calling Let There Be Light. If you are enjoying this wonderful role-playing from this group that I've just showed you, then please make sure that you support the channel and support them on their various individual endeavors. This is a very talented group, and it's been a pleasure to DM for them for quite a while in various adventures in many cases, but Curse of Strahd has really brought it home, so to speak. Oh, yes. It would be nice if you could all see me, too. Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Chat can see me, but yes.
There he is.
Okay, no. And Dot will be back.
No, wait, turn it off!
Exactly. Dot will be back with us in just a couple minutes, but in the meantime, I wanted us to get back underway. Okay, so
We'll be right back screen on the screen.
No, what? Nope. Refresh, dude. I had to do the same thing. We're up. We're up and running.
Aha!
I don't believe you. Then what the hell do I know? I'm dead.
Exactly. Perhaps in your old version.
Be still.
Okay. Just a couple as we're kind of moving along here and getting these things along the way, just to reset a bit. So Mason and his crew is rushing at top speed while Agatha is continuing to speed along to the west with her burden. Meanwhile, Django, you have been lowered to the ground. Sorry?
I need to be bigger. And also, where did I land next to Mordenkainen and Strahd?
So
that's actually kind of important right now.
You're like there-ish. The hippogriff should be a little bigger as a consequence. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you landed about there. What you can see from your perspective is where's my mad mage at?
Where am I mad mage at? God, I wish I had a spell. One freaking spell.
Yeah. Did Mason's group spot that? Where they are, because they're still pretty
just close. The other side of the forest, but they heard more than saw it. They see a bunch of lights and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So let's see. Well, bam, there we go. Actual size.
Oh my god. He cast giant size, apparently.
So right. That's why his voice was so loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
I mean,
so
teacher this.
Okay,
there are giants in the sky.
There we go. All right, so they are battling. They are battling each other. Mostly, what you see, Django, right now, are just like back and forth flurry of lights and like just. You feel like you're watching like a, basically just a just perpetual explosions like back and forth. It's hard to actually see exactly like what is happening or where. And wandering into it under current circumstances would probably be not very good for your health, as the you know, firing back and forth is continuing.
That is true.
Yeah.
However.
But yes, so that is what you see. I'm going to... So what
so
I'll,
hold
what
on,
I'll
hold
do
on.
Is
one
I'll
more
with,
question before you go to someone else. How far away am I from this magical super mage duel?
Maybe 100 feet. Or
okay.
So, 150 feet.
That's fine.
But they are. I'm not going to leave you yet. I want to see what you're doing, and then I'm going to. Then I'm going to jump over to Alec and find out what he's doing.
All right, that's actually pretty easy. What I want to do is, since if they're totally hopefully with each other, I want to get within like 50 feet of Strahd if I can, without being noticed, possibly, because I have something that. Hopefully we'll let Mordenkainen get the upper edge if possible.
You're not going to be able to get close to, but the thing is there's
I don't need to get close. It's 50 feet away. It's not.
No, what I mean is there's no way to discern what you're looking at. I mean, this looks like you're just looking at a mushroom cloud. It's like the way to describe it. Like,
Okay.
It's the magical energies, the arcane energy being put up here is rattling your teeth from where you were standing, let alone what's going on down there.
Unfortunately, his mouth is sewn shut, so they can't fall out.
Yeah, it's like
exactly
rattling your wires.
All right, well, shit. We're by the gate, and I don't know where the hell anyone else is. But all I know is the hippogriff is getting further away, which is a good thing. So that works. Okay. I don't really want to hang around if Strahd actually bests Mordenkainen. That's not a good thing either. So.
Fair point.
Hold on, let me zoom the map out real quick. I guess I'm going to start heading over to Argenvostolt. That was what we had talked about. Now, where the heck? That's all the way over. God damn it.
That is over here.
Oh, that's a hike. Jesus.
A little bit.
Yeah. But
and it means you have to go through Valaki again.
All will be well. Welcome to day 372 of the.
I would go cross country actually. So I am going to start heading up the road because there's really not. It's not like I'm going to swoop in at the last minute and stab Strahd in the gizzard or anything. So,
mm-hmm. Good thing you're heading, a construct.
Start heading this way. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You are going to make your way there, Alec. What are you doing, sir?
All right. First thing I'm going to do is anything that's on Weller's person, his effects, I'm going to just wield them myself just to make him as light as possible.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my protein form and transform into a swarm of bats.
Okay.
Is bats or ravens? Which one's the strongest?
I want to note that when you first said that, I thought you said protein form.
That's what I heard.
Protein form.
I'm just going to switch into my energy bar form, so I'm looking for big gains.
I'm going to switch into my protein shake.
I'm looking for big gains here. And
Protean.
No, I know. I got it. I was just saying this. It wasn't you. It was me hearing it and going like GNC suddenly.
So I'm going to transform into a swarm of bats, and I'm going to pick up Weller and start flying. I'm not going to be going very fast because it's a swarm of bats.
Right. But they are enough to that you can. Fortunately, Weller is pretty light, actually. And so you're able to pick up his body.
He's swarm light, which is a good perk.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to go to head in the direction of Barovia. I'm going to head to the temple there. Because it's going to take me hours to get to where Argenvostolt is.
Okay. So you're going to fly. So you're actually flying to the east. Down to Barovia.
Down to, because Barovia's right nearby, I remember that.
Okay, yep.
The church where we had the guy's, the priest's son was a vampire in the basement.
That's it. Okay, so, interesting. So, you're flying to the southeast with Weller's body, the swarm of,
slowly, but
can we just make a movie about this now? So there's just a swarm of bats carrying Weller's limp body, lifeless body, broken and, cut from many wounds and so forth. Over the woods and the forest, over the cliffs and the distant falls below. As you're doing that, Mason and his troops are heading west to Argenvostolt at top speed, like flying down the road practically, not literally flying. Agatha, meanwhile, is bearing her burden as fast as speed can possibly go, while Django, runs along as fast as a construct can go, I guess.
Really tire, which is kind of weird because I don't breathe, so
it's not a stamina issue for sure, like that'll be right. Fine. And meanwhile, the explosions and the earth shakes with the sound of battle between the two of them, between Strahd and Mordenkainen. I would want to, I think, move the time forward to about 10 minutes later. And at the 10-minute mark, I would say at this point, Alec and Weller are able to get down. Alec with Weller is able to get down to about here. I'll come back to you in just a moment. At this point, I would say, moving at absolute top speed, actually, probably, Django, you would be able at some point to see that the troops, the groups of people plus Mason, they're ahead of you, but they're down the road. So you could, run to try to catch up with them. I mean,
pretty much.
Somewhat. Yeah. So, all right. So you're going to be racing with them.
I know that guy.
It's like that guy. Meanwhile,
I've seen him somewhere before. I can't place it.
Meanwhile, Agatha.
It was the discotheque. I remember he was.
Oh wait, Arv, I want to avoid them at all costs. I'm going to.
Okay. Yes. Exactly. Don't ever be seen again. All right. Actually, if someone could do me a favor, Saad or somebody, can you move the skull again so that I can get clear of the problem? Is I have all these drawings that I put of the. Various places you all went. So I'll get down with Weller.
Just do this. I'll fix it while I'm
doing your thing. Because the reason is I want to move them. 10 minutes would probably put it about here-ish. So They are almost there, I would say.
Okay, I'll move. It just takes me a sec to get, because I have to go into GM mode and do it manually.
How dare things take you time, Sod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
This is not allowed.
Outrageous.
You're fired and replaced with Sod.
We're going to have to find the next person who can do this job that well. Sod, you're stepping in for Sod.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Okay, skull. Cool. Thank you. Next time, by the way, to avoid this, just make sure you do that skull as one continuous drawing. Okay, no extra eyes.
I can put it on the I'm totally joking. As well, actually. That might help.
I'm just joking. I just love that image of the skull. All right. So
we're paying you an exposure for this next time.
Yeah, oh, God. Right? Okay. Making your way in that direction. Let's take this step by step. Let's take this step by step. Let's start with, I think, Alec and Weller in Barovia. Let's bring you...
That is Alec and Weller's body in Barovia.
Yes,
he's
yes.
Weakened at Weller's.
To specify, this right yes. Now. That's yep. Exactly right.
Alec and Weller in Barovia.
You know, Alec, if you have the bats go under the skin, you can actually, like, animate them. You can, like, move them around. It really
Hold
would
on,
be.
You're not in the Sword Coast. Weller's. Just give me a second.
Oh, my God, we're in the Sword Coast. What the hell?
Hey, we made it back. Look at
There you go.
His wound's wide.
That's exactly. What we're looking for. Okay. So you are now here, and you folks.
Yeah, I pretty much. I nearly run. Wherever I the closest landing spot. I'm coming from the northwest, so I'd be somewhere like out here, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. And then we're gonna throw Willer up there too.
So would technically all of this too be revealed?
Down. Yeah, where they just went would definitely be revealed for sure.
Like, okay, no, I thought we had like the whole map revealed at this point.
Because Mordenkainen put the whole map of Barovia up and Weller copied it.
Oh, well, I guess, I'm trying to think if Weller would have let everybody, I guess if you have access to that map, maybe?
We had a week while we were planning.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's fair enough. I'll accept that.
And Weller is detail-oriented enough to do all that, so yeah.
Granted, his
we don't know what building's what. We just have a general layout.
Well, that's what I was wondering about. Yeah, I was like, but yeah,
so we got probably a pointless question. Anyway.
I think that's reasonable.
The up to the top as well.
Let's go like
Sod, that. Zoom chat.
And let's go like, it, like I reveal the house. It's like go here to defeat Strahd in one easy step. Like, oh man, I knew that this was
contained Strahd killer weapon.
We should have gone to the Strahd Death House.
Exactly. We're supposed to go to the Life House. It just took a wrong turn.
There's a big sign at the first house we went to. Winning this way.
Exactly. Okay. Right. Okay, so there you are. Up here. There we go, everyone. All right. You have landed. What do you want to do?
Transform back out to Gynorls and pick up Weller and just bolt it into the temple.
So, Sod, Zoom chat.
Okay, that's just, I was taking to make sure that for a change, I am not getting something on Zoom chat. Usually it's just kind of like, of Zoom chat, and it's like, you know.
Just wait. Depends on no, it's not that.
Okay, good. Never mind then, everybody carry on.
Okay.
So we bolt inside. Well, he bolts inside.
Okay, that was supposed to be to Tren, Sod, originally.
Yeah, he was just asking, he was just confirming a mechanic of mine, just okay. To make sure it didn't break a concentration, which it doesn't.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right, so you enter then into the temple, which I think I actually have a map
of
it.
We do have a map of it.
Yeah. We have a map.
It has several. The entry hallway with the little rooms off in the bottom.
Yeah, it had like the underground bit as well.
Yeah.
Trap door that Weller froze shut before we realized we had to go down there.
Yeah. I found it. It is here. Okay.
We're still here. Wow.
Nope, you're not.
Teleported.
Nope, not.
These are our old tokens.
We've escaped.
Get out. And there we go. All right. Good. Okay. Everyone is where they're supposed to be now. Okay, when you come in here, though, you don't actually see anyone inside. There are lights burning inside, but you don't actually see anybody when you first enter this area.
The priest went with everybody with his mind.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious if he did leave. I don't know. So he could have gone with them. So I just straight up just go, Father Donovich, are you here? I need your help. And as I kind of run to the altar and put Weller on the altar, it's like I'll swoosh everything away and just pop him on the altar.
Okay. So you, when you put him on the altar, Alec, you have to make for me a constitution saving throw, because some energy shoots up from the altar when you touch it.
Just stand a few feet away and toss him on there.
I say,
what are you going to do?
11? 11, not so much. You are going to take 50 points. Sorry, I was looking at your hit points. My bad.
Whoa!
You are going to take 8 points of radiant damage as this comes. This almost looks like sort of lightning comes shooting up from the altar. You are able to place him on it, but it definitely hurts, and that happens.
Do I do concentration as well? Check to see.
Yep.
Okay. Don't screw up. Jet, we're good. Whew.
Okay.
I saw that 3. I was like, oh. Yeah.
So, yep. All right. So you managed to hold on to that. And someone emerges behind you and says, what has happened? And as you look back, you can see what looks like it might be the form of Donovich. But Donovich is not himself. He is badly, badly hurt, it looks like. His cloak and his habit is torn and ripped, and he has sort of claw marks, scratch marks all over him, and he kind of staggers towards you. And as he staggers into the light, you can see that there is blood on his habit also. And
if he's hurt, I'll run up to him and lay on hands just to heal him. Okay. 15 points.
So you are able to do that, and you kind of like, what are you doing? What are you doing here, Alec? What has happened?
What happened to you? Is your son...
He's down below, unhurt, but he seemed to lose his mind. About an hour ago, I had gone down to tend to him in the way we had arranged, you remember. But he attacked me with fury, as if he did not recognize me. He said his lord was calling for him to strike. He tore into me. I barely managed to close the door that led to the basement. Something has happened. Oh, terrible. Terrible. And then he catches his eyes fall upon the lifeless form of Weller on the altar, and he says, what has happened? What is going on?
Can you revive him? Please. He's only just... Strahd got him, I think. I wasn't there for him. Is there anything you can do?
And Donovich kind of stands and walks over...
Please.
...to him and looks down at Weller, and he says... Who has done this to him?
I think it was Strahd.
And he sort of turns and looks back at you.
Strahd himself did this?
I don't know. I wasn't there, but... And there's probably obvious teeth marks where he is. Because he got bit, so there's probably blood there. As well as the giant rake of
claws,
marks on him.
And he looks down at him and he says, if Strahd has done this, he shakes his head slowly,
he is beyond my aid. The only thing now that can be done is Strahd must be destroyed. Weller cannot be brought back so long as Strahd lives. In fact, if Strahd had done what he usually does to most, then Weller himself would have risen and would now serve Strahd as my son does. But this was not a bite to bring him to Strahd. Strahd wished to kill him with this. And he did so. I am sorry.
And you hear a massive smash as I kind of kick in all the already broken chairs. Damn it!
Donovich waits by Weller's side and he says,
"What of the rest of your party? Are they all dead?"
I think they're alive. At least my spell is still running, so that person's still alive, and my horse is still up, so there's a good chance that they're still alive.
What of Ismark and the rest of the Barovians? They left here yesterday.
I don't know.
He shakes his head and he says,
"If your party has failed, then Strahd's vengeance will be terrible. He will come here first, and then will wreak his anger on all of Barovia. From here to Valaki to Kresk, none will be free of his wrath."
We were able to retrieve something from Strahd. It may help in the fight. I don't know what's going to happen next, but is there really nothing you can do to help him? He says, no revival spells.
Not that will overcome what Strahd has done to him. I can perhaps keep him here in relative safety, as safe at least as this church provides. I can keep him from decaying and his body from vanishing entirely. And if he was to rise and serve Strahd, he would already have done so. But until Strahd is destroyed, he shakes his head, there is little that can revive him, except perhaps there is one powerful spell. It is not to be used by those of like myself in the priesthood. It uses arcane energies. It has the power to bend the fabric of reality itself, it is said. But these spells are only given in very small and rare occasions, and I can think of few, even in Barovia, who would have the power to use them. There are dark powers, dark pledges that may be made too, but there the cost is greater than what it is you would be paying for. He says, either you must destroy Strahd, make this dark pledge, or find this, as I say, most powerful of arcane spells. Perhaps that could override Strahd's violence here.
This spell, do you know anyone who is the person that you know who might have it? Anyone that I know?
There was.
I'll just start listing off names of people I know.
Okay. So he's just like, as you're naming some people off, he's like,
really?
No, not the drunk guy in the lake.
Mark.
No. Like, exactly. How about Susie? No. He goes through, he says, no.
Definitely not Susie.
I have heard tales of this abbot you mentioned, but I have never seen him myself. Trips to Kresk were dangerous, and I don't know now what things would look like there. As for the others that could maybe do this, in some time ago, in many years, there was a powerful creature, a silver dragon. It was said that his might was so great that he could perhaps cast some of the mightiest of spells. Strahd, though, destroyed him, and the order that he founded fell into ruin. It is possible that bringing him back in some way At least restoring his spirit could have an effect, but I don't know much about it. Old legends and tales only. Otherwise, there is none else who could, that I know of anyway, that could cast the spell that you mentioned, that I told you.
There's one other option. And I'll transform in front of him so he can see it.
Okay, he takes a little, like a half step
yeah,
back.
Yeah, he'd be...
Yeah.
So, you too.
I could turn him.
Turn into what? What do you mean?
I could make him my thrall.
What? You would turn him into something that Strahd reveres? You would make him like my son? Have you learned nothing of the lessons of this land, Alec? You cannot become what you abhor. You cannot take part of the evil out. You yourself, you fight against this thing within you. You would do this to your friend? Have you learned nothing?
He pauses and then he walks over.
Yeah, I'm just standing.
He actually gets right close to you, actually.
Yeah.
Even like this. And he says,
I have looked into the eyes of my son like this now for many days. And despite my grief, I have not destroyed him. But I know that what he is not fully, not wholly my son. At least not until Strahd is destroyed. And I have prayed to the God of Light that there will come a time when Strahd is destroyed. But you do not defeat darkness by becoming darkness. You only defeat it through light. Strahd wants you to give in. He wants you to believe there is no hope. It is only by realizing that our strength lies in the light and not the darkness that there is any hope at all. If your friends are alive still, go to them. I will watch him here. None will harm or desecrate his body. Do what you must, but do not make him into one of you, of my son, of Strahd's minions. That is not the path of the light. You know this.
And you see his face is just worked with passion.
Could you give me a moment with him?
Only if you give me your word, you will not turn him without speaking to me.
You're right. I can't let him be like your son.
Alec.
And he goes over to you. He's still standing there, actually. So he says,
Alec, hold my hand for a moment.
All he kind of puts out his forearm. Sorry, what did you say? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, hold on to his hand. So.
He says, you feel this? It is the skin, the flesh, the bone of a real human.
And his eye falls on the symbol around your neck, and he says,
so it is true. Do you know what you are wearing, Alec? This is the holy symbol of Ravenkind. That god is not my god, but the god of the sun respects what this is. If you were truly one of Strahd's, you could not wear this. There is something left within you, a path you must choose. And the only thing that will lead you through this path is this. This skin, this flesh, this bone. When I look into the eyes of my son, there is something of him left. Not enough to trust, but enough to hope. Don't let Strahd take that part away.
And he lets your wrist go and your hand, and then he kind of heads off more steadily since you healed him this way and enters this room that he came out of.
So I think Alec would go to the altar and just stare at Wella. And no one's there, but it would be the first time you see Alec actually cry. So it's a rarity for a half-orc to cry. That's...
Of course.
Ooh, that's something you'd never see. And... Well, I swear on my blood, I will end Strahd. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. No one else is going to die in this group of ours. And then I just turn and exit.
Okay, where are you headed when you leave?
I go outside, transform into swarm of bats, and actually ravens would be faster, so swarm of ravens, and I'm going to head towards Argenfoss Hall.